Okay, good evening, YouTube. Welcome back to this next episode of FPL Family, a festive episode of FPL Family with me, Lee, and this is Sam. Game week 18 in the books. It is Christmas Eve. I didn't think we were going to get everything sorted, kids to bed, presents wrapped, Home Alone's being watched, the beers
reindeer
have been opened,
fruit has been spread.
The reindeer, all the stuff is sorted out for Father Christmas's arrival.
Yeah.
And we're doing a live stream. I mean, couldn't be any busier this evening, could we, quite frankly? It's a miracle we're here.
No. You just literally ran upstairs and you were like, I need you, stop wrapping presents. And I was like, all right, I'm on.
Oh, crazy times. But guys, welcome and thank you for joining us this evening. We are going to have a pretty laid back live stream, I think. I'm on the Beavertown Neck Oil, which is my preferred tipple over the festive period. What is this, Sam, from FPL Family that you're drinking? Because the last time you had a drink on a live stream, if I remember rightly, it was the Taboo. You
still got that
bottle. I'm pretty sure that'd be out of date because that'd have been 5 years ago you had that.
What is this?
What is this you're drinking this evening? This kind of looks like a mango-y passion fruit something.
It's a porn star martini.
Of course it is. A porn star martini. What else could it be?
And to be clear,
unreal.
It's delicious.
Right.
And I've got three more of them in the fridge.
Oh, God, right, okay.
And
could
I'm
be one
thinking,
of those types of streams.
I love a porn star martini. Like, they're my favourite drink. I don't drink, do I?
No.
But a porn star martini, I'll drink for a porn
on
star martini.
On special occasions like Christmas, you could be convinced.
And I couldn't
you
find could a martini tempted. Glass, so it's in a Prosecco glass.
Okay.
But never mind.
Oh, there we go. All right, guys. Well, welcome to the FPL Family live stream. Merry Christmas to
Christmas.
Those of you that are celebrating it. Game week 18 done and dusted. We've got literally time to blink and have a few mince pies because game week 19, bang, Boxing Day. So what we need, Sam, is for to coming out of game week 18, what we need is for no suspensions.
No.
We need no injuries.
No.
And we need no flags in our team so that we can fully concentrate on Christmas Day and just fall into Boxing Day without having to worry about FPL at all.
That'd be great. That'll happen, right?
That would be lovely, wouldn't it? Mm. But unfortunately, not the case. My team is in bits. So Cole Palmer today, we saw the game today, Chelsea versus Wolves. Wolves beating Chelsea. More on that a bit later
on. Well,
that
was fun watching that with my dad and my brother.
Oh, Chelsea fans, let me know. Not good. Not good. And Nkunku off the mark is the only silver lining on that particularly dark cloud today. They were dreadful today, Chelsea.
Sterling and Cole Palmer both suspended, right, for 19?
Yeah, and if you're a Sterling owner, you will feel extremely...
This is delicious, by
the way. Is it nice? It looks nice.
I'll tell you what, this is going to be problematic because this is going to disappear. And I'm going to be going in the kitchen and getting another one. I can feel that
very
happening.
Quickly. So any Sterling owners out there can feel particularly aggrieved because missing big chances. Was he booked for diving? I think he might have been.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
One where he should have passed it over to Cole Palmer, I think, or somebody else where it would have been an easy assist and a tap-in, but decided to go alone. and then, of course, gets the booking. Was it for diving? I can't remember. Anyway, gets the booking.
And there was that opportunity, wasn't there, where he was through and they passed to him and he just booted. And it was like,
God,
what the
hell
was that?
What are you doing? Really, really frustrating week if you're a Sterling owner. And I suspect a frustrating week for Trent owners as well, because we're talking about misses. Oh, what a miss
How
that was.
Did they three of them?
In that Liverpool game. That was about as, they were about as bad as each other. I think the Trent one was worse than the Sterling one, frankly, because at least Salah passed it. Sterling should have passed it and didn't, but there was definitely some parallels that I could see between those two. But we'll talk about all those games. At a high level, guys, we will just keep it light and we'll keep you guys involved in the chat. So get into the chat. Let us know how you got on in game week 18. Let us know if you're having a drink. Let us know what you're doing for Christmas. All that sort of good
Duncan
stuff.
Duncan in and has he got a snack?
Is Duncan in and has he got a snack? Is
Wilco
in and got a snack? These are the questions du jour. This is what the FPL Family live stream regulars want to know. Wilco, I have seen in. He
has
would
he
like you
snack?
To down your drink. I don't think that is a good
Wilco,
idea, Wilco.
I'm sure
Wilco will have a snack or two for sure.
And that, to be honest, like, I am such a lightweight because I never, ever, 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 ever drink.
No.
If I downed that...
Bad idea, Wilco.
I've still
Bad
got some
idea.
Presents to wrap when I finish this.
Have you? Oh,
yeah.
Goodness me, it's going to be a bit late today.
Because I forgot. So one of Max's presents is rather large.
Right.
So I hid it somewhere else.
Got enough paper?
No.
Brilliant.
So I'm out of his paper. So he's got Spurs paper this year. I'm out of it. So I have got a backup paper for him. It's like a gaming one, but I was keeping that for next year.
Okay.
But I'm gonna have to wrap that up this year. But so I've got to go and wrap that up, and then, you know, as all other things to sort.
Loads of bits and pieces to do. Loads of stuff to do.
Kid stuff.
Kerim is in with the super chat. Thank you, Kerim, for the super chat. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you and to you too, Kerim. Simicass and Adringa to Gabriel and a 4.7 mid. Yes, we do need to talk about Costa Simicass because
I don't like
reports...
Klopp anymore. Fancy standing where Simicass is. Like, move out the way, Klopp. Move out the way. Sit down.
I think he does his shoulder on the way down.
Sit down.
I don't think Klopp has got anything to do with it.
No, he falls over Klopp, and as he's landing, he lands on his elbow, on his shoulder, doesn't he?
Either way, it wasn't
pretty. Klopp's sitting on the bench, chilling out.
It wasn't pretty from Saka, was it? It wasn't pretty. But Kerim would like to know, if those moves, Sam, they give him exactly enough money for Archer to Haaland in game week 20. So
a 4.7 mid.
I have put in, not many, I would guess, in the 4.7 mid bracket. But I have put on the thumbnail today, Mr. Erling Haaland. Lots of reports of him being back on the grass. Lots of pictures of him being back on the grass. Pictures of him being back on the grass barefoot as well, from what we can see. And a few very keen FPL Twitter...
Has anyone seen him in shoes yet?
Well, a few FPL Twitterati have done kind of zoom-ins on his foot on the picture.
Okay.
Toe doesn't look at all swollen. I'm not a doctor, but toe looks fine. There
people
was
have
a
been
little...
zooming in on his toe.
People have been zooming in on Erling Haaland's toe. So this people is how we play FPL. Sam, this is the right of an FPL manager. If Erling Haaland is going to put a tweet out there that's just got the little sand timer and a picture of him standing barefoot, why would you put a picture of yourself barefoot rather than wearing shoes?
OnlyFans.
No, what are you talking about?
People buy pictures of feet, don't they?
Oh, shut up. You're being weird because you're having a porn star martini. Stop being weird. But if I'm Erling Haaland, I'm taking a picture of myself barefoot.
Maybe.
I want people, like people in the FPL community, to look at my foot and go, that looks okay. And then I get the little timer and he's going to be back.
Maybe his foot...
He's going to be back.
Maybe his feet hurt if he wears shoes.
God,
that's why he's always barefoot.
So. I don't think so.
I'm just looking at who's in the 4.7 and below bracket. Slim pickings, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why it's 4.7.
Yeah,
very
but you know, you want someone who's at least gonna play. And
well, while you're faffing about on your phone, I'm gonna say hello to a few.
No, I'm
people.
Just looking for Andre Gomez. He's down there. He's back.
Yeah, so no one at the 4.7.
4.4 he is.
Niraj Sharma, hey Niraj, nice to see you. Wilco is in. Hello Wilco, nice to see
what
you.
What's
that
you got, Wilco?
He says he's got all the snacks.
Oh, good boy.
All the snacks. Nigel is in. Tanky's here. Andy
Nigel.
Nash. Hey Andy, nice to see you, mate. Merry Christmas, Lee and Sam. He says Merry Christmas to you
too,
mate.
Merry Christmas.
Greg Frost, the City squad probably still drunk. Yeah, Greg, we should. That's a good point. We should give a shout out
flying.
To City.
I've seen them on a plane. Talking about the first class menu, and now there were five choices.
We should give a shout out to Manchester City being world champions. No insignificant feat going all the way to Saudi Arabia and winning that tournament. So fair play, fair play. Brian Springer's here. How are you doing, Brian? Brian Springer has been in these live streams as long as I can remember. He's more or less an OG, isn't he? Years and years we've had
it's
Brian
part of the
Springer
furniture now.
In here for an FPL family live stream. So Brian, welcome. Nice to see you, mate. John Robert Knight is here. Jack Brokenshire is here. FPL Gazza, Rory Webby, and a whole host of you in this evening. So guys, thank you very much for joining us here on Christmas Eve for a festive
Christmas
and special
Eve.
Festive FPL family. Before we get into these games, Sam, I do want to, because we're not going to be talking about Man City, obviously, because they haven't played.
Yeah.
So I do want to have that conversation up front, and let's have it now. And I want you guys to get in the chat and let me know what your Haaland plan is. Have you kept him? Did you sell him and spread the funds? And I know there are a lot of FPL family, FPL players out there that have just bitten the bullet and spent the money on Trent and spent the money on Son, and spent the money on Solanke and others, particularly Trent. And I'm still seeing a lot of FPL managers even now saying, should I sell Haaland this week? Even though he's got a game in 19, because I want Trent so badly. So what is your plan? You don't have him right now, right? You sold him.
Correct.
For Dom Solanke.
Yes.
A few weeks ago, which is obviously paying off given the hat trick this weekend. More on that later on.
Yeah.
plans to get him back or not? Discuss.
Well, the plan was to roll transfer this week. Roll without Haaland for 19.
Yeah. And just to be clear, we haven't had any... There's no news, right? Apart from the I'm standing barefoot on the grass, please all zoom in on my toe and see that I'm all right. 100% that's what it is. 100%.
Oh.
Why else would you have a barefoot photo like that?
Maybe shoes don't. Just maybe he hurts to wear
that.
Shoes.
Don't give me that. He's had his barefoot photo just so he can show everybody that his foot's all right, because he knows we're all going to be zooming in on his big
it's
left toe.
It's very hot in Saudi Arabia. Maybe his feet were sweating.
Nonsense.
Maybe it's just a foot spa. There's loads of reasons.
That's reasons. OnlyFans is not one of them. So
imagine Haaland trying to earn a few extra pounds.
Because he needs it.
Pictures of his feet.
Yeah, right, because he needs. Haaland really needs an OnlyFans. I told you to be random tonight, guys. Haaland then. Yes, no, maybe. Waiting for news. Because we're not going
to
get any news.
So the plan was to go without him for 19, roll the transfer, and then have two transfers, which would allow me to sell Salah.
Yeah.
Ahead of 20 when Liverpool play Newcastle.
Yeah.
Use that money to upgrade Cameron Archer so that I could hold Dom Solanke. So I'd have a front three then of Watkins, Solanke and Haaland.
Yeah.
However, and we'll see this when we get to my team, there are a few significant issues. Cole Palmer getting yourself suspended.
This is the problem now, isn't it? All the plans to bring Haaland back. Well, you've got a Tsimikas to deal
Tsimikas
with.
Breaking
you've got a Lascelles to deal with. Yeah.
I don't have Lascelles, but Livramento becoming an increasingly rotational
problem, maybe.
Maybe not. I mean, with the injury to Lascelles, maybe I'm less worried about that now. But there are significant issues in terms of other players in my team and whether I'm actually going to be able to field a decent 11 without making a transfer this week. Mm. So, and I haven't got the money to do Cameron Archer to Haaland. I have got the money to go back from Dom Solanke to Haaland, but I don't think I want to do that.
So you kept the Haaland to Solanke move. You've kept that money in the bank. You haven't gone and got a Trent or anybody else or
no,
spent that
I've
money.
Got that money in the bank and a little bit more. But that a little bit more isn't quite enough for it to be
Archer to
Haaland.
Okay, fine. Mm. So you would have to...
I'd have to take a minus four. Or sell Solanke.
Yeah, which you ain't doing right now, right? I mean, not selling Solanke.
And also, I'm not going to... the other thing is that we're not going to get news. So I'm not going to bring in a player who's potentially injured when my team has already got problems.
True enough.
A minus four.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, I've got him, obviously.
But you've still got
I've kept him. And actually, I feel like... And we'll come to our teams a bit later on. I feel like I've sort of got away with it a little bit by keeping him and not spreading that money into Trent and to Son and... Actually, I haven't got away with it with Trent because Trent has been unreal, right? He's just like 9 returns in his last 10 or something.
Yeah, but
and
it could have been worse if he scored that goal at the weekend.
Could have been worse, yeah. Could have been a massive haul for Trent owners. And he's the one, actually. He's the one that I don't think, had I sold Haaland, I had all that money in the bank. And I can see why FPL managers are doing it. I can see why you would spend that money on Trent because he's just unreal right now. And particularly now that Tsimikas, and that was the thing. It was the, so having Tsimikas in my team was like, well, I won't get Trent and I'll keep the money there and I'll keep Haaland there because I can cover the Liverpool defence with Tsimikas. And you can't cover Tsimikas with Trent because Trent's too good. But you sort of felt a little bit more comfortable because Tsimikas was there.
Mm.
Now he's not and I've got no Liverpool defenders. I feel a little bit like I'm more like I want Trent. But I'm seeing a lot of Twitter going, well, just do Tsimikas to Trent. And in my head, I'm like, how the hell are people doing that?
Well,
it's the Haaland money, isn't it?
Mm.
And I haven't got the Haaland money because I've got the Haaland player. He's on my bench. So I am desperate, honestly, desperate for him to be fit for the Everton game because it'd be a massive differential. And I know that you can't say differential with 60% play, but a lot of active managers have sold him. For him to go down from 90-something percent owned to 60-something percent owned, that is a lot of the active players in this game selling Haaland. A lot.
Mm.
So I'm desperate for him to be fit for Everton. And if he's not, obviously I'm desperate then for him to be fit but for 20. But by the time 20 rolls around, I'll have lost the advantage of keeping him because then a lot of people will be bringing him back and selling Son and Salah.
Yeah, but for you, if he's not fit, that is really... I understand what you're saying. But actually, the bigger issue for you is that if he's not fit, your team... Can you even get 11 out if he's not fit?
I've got a free transfer, so yes. But it's close.
Yeah.
Not much of a bench. We'll talk about that later on. So Haaland plans currently. Let's talk about a few of the games in a set. But the Haaland plans currently are, I've got him and will be starting him in game week 19, obviously. And if he doesn't play, he'll get subbed off. I'll be somebody on the bench, come on, right? Because currently, first sub for me and my bus team for 19 is Bowen, away at Arsenal, who is third highest scorer in the league. So why would you bench him? But then you look at the rest of my team and you say, okay, well,
he's going to come
probably on. You'd bench Bowen. But anyway, more on that later on. But your plan is probably to ignore Haaland then until we get any concrete news ahead of 20 and Sheffield United.
If Pep had come out and said...
He's not though, is he?
Or if Haaland had come out... If Haaland comes out on Christmas Day and says, oh, everyone, happy Christmas, I'm playing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or whenever Man City's game is Wednesday. Then I would be tempted to take the hit for him. But I don't think that I can take a hit for a player. Well, one, or sell Solanke or sell Watkins. And I don't want to sell either of them. I don't want to take a hit for a player who may or may not play. I mean, the reality is my plan was to not have him for 19, bring him back in for 20 for Cameron Archer. Or potentially at that point for Dom Solanke, because the fixtures do swing back again for Bournemouth at that point. And, you know, I know that we're all head over heels in love with Dom Solanke at the moment because he's been consistent and obviously he's got his hat-trick this weekend. But we should remember that he was playing against 10 men. He was playing against a 10-man Forest side at the weekend.
He's good.
He is good. And I'm not saying he's not good.
He's in form.
I'm not saying
they're playing better. They
are, but their fixtures are about to turn after game week 19. Yeah. So the plan was that Dom Solanke was the perfect foil for Haaland for his injury and for the Club World Cup because at the end of game week 19, like you have a choice to make between the two of them, but at the end of 19 you could move over and swap back again, and obviously in doing that I'd have the money easily to do that and have some money left over. I just have to make some decisions about the rest of my team, because knowing that I'm going to be without Tsimikas and knowing potentially that there's an issue there for Livramento in terms of rotation problems, and knowing I'm going to be without Cole Palmer, does mean needing my entire bench.
Yeah. Cole Palmer's suspension could not have been worse timed, to be honest with you. No. And he got the yellow for like kicking the ball away today. It's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? A couple of super chats, Sam, before we get into Forest 2, Bournemouth 3. Super chat from David James White, just saying loves you too. And he's held Haaland. Thank you, James, for the love. And held Haaland. So I'm not the only one. There are a few managers out there that have held him. And another super chat from Joseph Maloney. Thank you, Joseph, for the super chat. He just says, hi, Bonfields. Happy Christmas.
Happy
Christmas, Joseph. Hope you have a great day, mate, and a great few days over the festive period. Thank you for the super chats, guys. Much appreciated.
You should have worn Christmas hats.
I do. As I was getting on there, I saw myself on the camera. I just thought, you bloody Scrooge. I mean, I've never any excuse to wear the red, right? But should have at least had a hat on or something, shouldn't I?
Can I get you one?
Not really, no.
Can I get your Christmas hat?
No, guys, I don't want
to... if you say enough times in the chat that you'd like to see Lee in a Christmas hat, I'll go and get them, because they are literally just outside the door.
Go and get them then, because you know what that's going to happen. Do you remember that time we did a live stream? Was it a live stream on Twitter?
I told you to put your Mohoho jumper on.
No, I've been too hot. This room gets ridiculously hot. I'm not doing that. Go and get the hat. Go on, for goodness sake, get the hat. Just while you're doing that, a super chat from the boys at Above Average FPL. Hello,
hey,
boys. How are we doing?
Hey,
how are we doing? Good evening. They just say you'll like this one, Sam. Merry Christmas. And Coys.
Coys.
More chat on Spurs later on.
Do you want a Santa hat or a Christmas tree hat?
Oh, not that bloody Christmas tree hat. No, the Santa hat is bad enough.
I get both.
I've just said it gets hot in this room. Why would I want to put a felt hat on my head? I do not want this, by the way. People in the chat, get the hat. Yes, get the hat. Get the hat. Yeah, cheers. Cheers, everyone. Appreciate it.
Right.
Oh, absolutely get the hat, people say. Not the pink one. Oh, my God.
The pink one's for me.
Oh, okay, good.
Right, which hat do you want?
Not that. This is awful. Look, and also this, you can't even get it in the screen. Look, this hat. I'm not wearing this. Nightmare. Get rid of that. Goodness sake. Put that on the mic or something.
Okay. Try this one then.
Actually, in fact, that's great. That covers half of you up. Perfect.
Try this one.
This is great for the podcasters, by the way. Hello, podcasters. Merry Christmas. This means absolutely nothing to you.
Well, you're branded now. You've got the Thames Rocket sign around the front.
What does it say? Thames Rocket. Is this when we went down?
From when we went on the speedboat last year.
I'll put it the other way around so we're not giving any hashtag ads away. There we go. Now we're festive. Happy, guys? Happy?
I'm happy.
Cheers,
dear.
Last 5 minutes for the podcast, as they were loving that. Absolutely loving it. Guys, so welcome. Thank you for the super chat.
Why are we going back to welcoming people?
No, because you've thrown me by putting a bloody hat on. I was in my stride. We were about to talk about Dom Solanke.
I looked over at you and I just thought, you look like such a Grinch. Like, at least I'm wearing a Christmassy jumper. Like, I've got my sparkly jumper on. You.
Anyway, I was just thanking Adam and the boys at Above Average FPL for the super chat. So, Adam, thank you, mate.
Max went yesterday.
Max did go to the game yesterday, didn't he? And he had thoroughly good time.
We went with my mum. It was the first time she'd taken him on her own, and they had the best time.
Well, Matthew Perry, thank you, Matthew Perry, for the super chat and getting it back to FPL amidst all this nonsense. Do I sell Haaland for Alvarez or Nkunku or keep? Well, look, we'll talk a little bit more about Haaland later on. I do want to talk about Nkunku. Do want to talk about him because that was a particularly dark cloud for Chelsea today, but he was a bit of a shining light, the only shining light. I thought he was, obviously got the goal, so that's an easy thing to say, but he came on and made a difference. He was in the right areas at the right time, so that was good from a Chelsea perspective. But I do want to talk about Big Dom Solanke. Difficult to talk, you know, say the essential word in FPL. I don't think we can necessarily say that.
No, he's not essential. I don't think at all. Not anywhere close.
Listen, top for shots this week, Sam, with 6.
You would be against 10 men.
Where is he? An XG. So an XG of 0.73, but 3 goals. So what does that tell you? That tells you that he scored some absolute crackers, particularly that last header that won it was unreal. Absolutely unreal header. What did you make of the game? And in particular, Nuno's first game for Nottingham Forest? Got a job on his hands, hasn't he?
Yes. However, I'm sorry, but how on earth is that 2 yellow cards for Will Bolly?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's got the ball on the second one, isn't he? I mean, it's not yet. It's not.
It's absolutely ludicrous to me that it's a second yellow card.
The first one is another kicking the ball away, isn't it? It's like a petulant sort of like...
Yeah, but the second one, it's just... I'm just baffled by it. And it ruins the game. Actually makes the game even better, to be honest, from a spectacle perspective. But it ruins the game from a Forest perspective because I didn't think they were doing that badly up until that point.
No, they weren't.
And
it was 0-0 at half-time, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then in the second half, like Forest, they just struggled with 10 men, and I thought it was a shame for them, actually. And I don't think it says a lot about Nuno. I thought actually it was a reasonably good performance by Nottingham Forest, particularly, you know, in the first half, but particularly when you consider that they were down to 10 men for the second. Like
that second yellow is a shocker.
It's just a terrible decision. It's a terrible decision. He wins the ball. And in fact, he is fouled. And somehow he gets sent off.
Willy Bolly is stamped on, isn't he? And he gets the second yellow for being stamped on.
I mean, it's not revoked, I just don't even know. I don't even know what's going on.
Give
if
up
it's not
with
revoked.
The refs. Absolutely
stop beating up the Christmas tree hat.
Sorry, Christmas tree hat.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think it's...
But what were we saying about Bournemouth the next few fixtures then? So I was talking about Solanke being essential, but actually, when you look at these fixtures, Fulham at home, absolutely plum for 19. So you definitely want him for that. Spurs, Liverpool, West Ham away, though, in 2021-22. What were we thinking about that in terms of a run?
But that's what I mean. Mm. That's why when I'm saying... If you can wait a week, there is a part of me that goes, just use your transfer this week and next week sell Solanke for Haaland.
Mm.
Because it's easy enough to do that. As long as I don't go mental with my transfer, as long as I don't go Simicas to Trent, then I'm absolutely fine. I've just got to make sure I leave enough money to go Solanke to Haaland for game week 20.
I think he's such good value. I still think even away at Spurs, home to Liverpool, these are still games where he can score. They're in such a good groove.
Yeah, they are. You've got to look at the fixtures that Haaland has got at the same time. And yes, I appreciate what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But for you, maybe it's slightly different. But that's because you already don't have Son. I have a lot of value. It's £1 million of value in Salah and Son combined. Now, obviously, they won't hold that value over the next few weeks. There'll be some sells. They'll drop in value. That's fine. But they're not going to drop by 1 million.
Yeah.
They're going to drop by maybe 0.2 each. So say 0.4, 0.6 maybe. So selling them both and then having to get them back both in again is actually quite tough. So for me, the sensible solution is to hold one of them on the bench and not to lose the value in one. So then you're only buying one of them back again.
Mm. Tell me about Bournemouth's defence as well then. So obviously with those fixtures in mind, Fulham at home next, not a problem with that. Spurs, Liverpool, West Ham, difficult. Top for BPS this game week was Adam Smith. But I do want to talk about the person that was second in the overall BPS across all defenders this game week. Which was Senesi, off the back of 2 double-digit hauls, then pulls the assist out the bag for Solanke's first goal? Second goal. First goal, I think. Mm. Or maybe it's second, I don't know. But anyway, he got one of the assists for one of Solanke's goals. Tempted? 4.4, 4.5? Simicast replacement?
He was my pod differential last week when obviously the game got suspended, and it was a bit of a frustration to me because he's looked really good. He's been attacking. They've been keeping clean sheets. Things have been going really well. The issue I have is he's a defender, and a lot of us would be looking at him. Like, I presume you're looking at him because you've got Simicast and Lascelles-shaped issues, and he sort of fits with the price point. But the problem I have with that is that with the exception of this game this week coming up against Fulham, Spurs, Liverpool, West Ham, I don't see any clean sheets in any of those three matches. So if you bring him in this week...
Getting the attacking returns, though, from centre-back.
He is getting the attacking returns from centre-back. But can you count on them indefinitely? Like,
oh, good shout from Babani, by the way, in the chat. I'd have to check this because I don't know. But good shout if it's the case. Senesi on four yellows. So something to just keep an eye on there.
Yeah. I just think you need to be... I don't think that you can... Personally, my view is you can't invest in a Bournemouth defender because from next week you don't want a Bournemouth defender.
Okay. All right, let's talk about other, and I think Simicast replacements is going to be a theme throughout today. So I do want to touch on that as a bit of a theme as we go through some of these games, because that is going to be, it's certainly going to be my transfer. When you see my team, there's you know, it's obvious where I need to focus. It needs to be on Simicast. He's got the red flag already. If it is a suspected broken collarbone, which it looks like it is, that is...
What is it with the shoulders and the collarbones of your...
Yeah, it's bad news, isn't it? Yeah, it's bad news. Well, I think Robbo's was a shoulder. It looks like Simicast is a collarbone.
Yeah, but I mean, it's
so
the same.
Similar sort of area.
Right?
But Villa defence is potentially a defence we could be looking at.
Oh,
why not? What now? Why do I keep... I keep giving you options and you'll keep putting your head in your hands. What's going on now?
Because the Villa defence...
Yeah?
You've brought that up because you know that this week... My goalkeeper situation got worse. That's why you brought up the Villa defence.
It's not specifically, but now that you've mentioned it, yeah, we can talk about it from that in that context if you want. So you brought in Martinez this week, which looked like a nailed-on clean sheet. However, the longer that game went on, and for about 10 or 15 minutes before the Cameron Archer goal, you
Cameron
could feel
Archer,
it coming.
My third benched player, by the way.
Listen, yeah,
wiping out the clean sheet of my new goalkeeper.
You can't be upset about that.
While my other goalkeeper sat on the bench and got eight.
You can't be upset about that because Villa are at home to Sheffield United. No one in their right mind is playing Cameron Archer at Villa Park. No one is thinking they're not going to keep a clean sheet. So you made the right decision. It's just the wrong outcomes. You can't beat yourself up about that.
I'm not beating myself up. I'm just raging.
You're just raging. Okay, fine.
I'm not beating myself up about it because I would still make the same decision again.
Yeah.
But I actually, do you know who I blame?
Who do you blame, Dave?
David Moyes. I blame David Moyes. Because if he'd have just come out and said, Areola's my first choice goalkeeper, I wouldn't have done it.
What made you think that Areola wasn't first choice goalkeeper?
Because he wasn't playing him.
Because he had ligament damage in his wrist.
Yeah, but then he was back for two matches and he didn't play him.
So
he was back on the bench.
Let me tell you how football works, Sam. What happens in football is that players sometimes get injured.
Yeah.
Other substitute players come in. And then when they've recovered from that injury, they come back in.
No, I understand
that. That's how it works.
I'm not an idiot. I understand that. What I'm saying is that they don't come in and sit for two whole games on the bench. Got no minutes at all when they're fit and recovered. And then suddenly they're picked again.
I can't believe you wouldn't think that Areola's first choice. But anyway.
I don't like David Moyes.
More on Moyes and West Ham later on. Aston Villa won, Sheffield United won. You could feel within the stadium that a Sheffield United goal was coming because Villa were getting a bit twitchy. The fact that they could have gone top of the league, it felt, sorry Villa fans, like a little bit of a bottle job.
Oof.
Personally, it felt to me. But Zaniolo pops up. Sort of 94th minute or whatever, with a really nice header. The ball from Douglas Luiz was absolutely perfect. It was so good. Reminded me of the Kulusevski assist the week before. It was just begging to be headed in, and Zaniolo couldn't really miss. Thoughts then for Aston Villa going forward. So let's have a look at the Villa fixtures on the ticker. So Villa have got Manchester United away, which let me tell you right now is not a red fixture. That is more blue than it appears on there. Burnley at home, Everton away, Newcastle at home, although Newcastle having a bit of a sticky patch, and then Sheffield United away. The fixtures for Villa still look really, really good, and that is why I'm still considering going in on the Aston Villa defence.
But whom?
Well, this is a difficult bit, isn't it? Because if Pau Torres was fit, or if we had some news, this is the problem with all these games coming thick and fast. We're not getting enough news, are we? But if we hear that Pau Torres is fit, I think he's the one to go for. Otherwise, Konsa, I think, is a decent pick. I don't mind him at all. I don't think he's missed many minutes of football.
No.
Again, you're not going to get many, if any, attacking returns out of Konsa. Obviously, the fun one still for me is Moreno, but I was looking at him and going, well, he didn't start the game.
You can't go
for
Moreno.
Can't really pick him. Yeah, this is the thing. I would love to, but you just can't at the minute. So it's really either Dina, who is himself at risk from minutes because of Moreno, or you stick with Pau Torres or Konsa, or you go for the goalkeeper. But most of us haven't got goalkeeper issues because we're sensible and have got Dubravka. Which Aston Villa defender would you have?
Oh, you are.
Which Aston Villa defender would you go for?
You know that Father Christmas is a lot too late for you to get coal in your stocking, don't
your
you?
Your goalkeeper situation just cracks me up so much. Cracks me up.
Coal for you tomorrow. You'll wake up to coal in your stocking, you will. I didn't even know what the question was. What was the question?
Villa defence.
Oh, yeah, well, when the goal, go for the goalkeeper if you want to go there. Or go
Konsa.
No,
none of us want to because we've got Dubravka. Who else? Konsa.
I think
boring, isn't it? But it's probably the sensible choice.
It's the only choice until Pau Torres is available.
Sensible choice.
It's very boring.
Any concern on Ollie Watkins?
Why?
Well, not a lot of returns in recent weeks. Any concerns?
Are you joking?
No.
You've just said that Dominic Solanke is essential ahead of a run against Spurs, Liverpool and West Ham. And now you're saying we've got concerns about Ollie Watkins.
Big Dom's the man at the minute, isn't he? He's absolutely the man. Let's move on. Where else do you want to go? Let's talk about West Ham 2, Manchester United 0 then. So Jarrod Bowen continues to tick over, continues to get no bonus points. Sam, explain this to me. Explain to me.
Doesn't do anything else.
Why Jarrod Bowen, even though he scores the goal, and in the FPL narrative, it is their winning goal, right? Because it's the first one, and United didn't score. No bonus.
No, because he doesn't. So what, if you watch Bowen, he is incredible at dragging players away, freeing up space, creating the moments, without actually creating the moment, as in he's not touching the ball. No, as in, like, so he's not doing loads of passes. He's not doing loads of tackles. He's not actively having the ball at his feet and dribbling for long periods of time. He
4 shots this game week, only Solanke had more.
But he opens up space for others. And then when he gets the shots, they don't always go on target. And that's a big minus for
Bowen.
No, for forwards and midfielders. But also, what's happening at the same time as this is the... Who got the bonus points in this game by any chance? Was it the defenders?
So Emerson got 3, Kudus 2, your man Areola picked up 1, and Koufal 1.
Right, and that's why. Because the defenders, keeping clean sheets, involved with the play, lots of dribbles, lots of tackles, lots of interceptions, lots of minutes, passes completed. So they're ticking over the points really nicely. Kudus obviously gets it because he is actively involved in a play in the way that Bowen isn't. Lots of touches on the ball.
Got booked though as well. Still gets 2 bonus.
But it's to do with the underlying data and what they're doing on the pitch. So Bowen, he is the opposite of a bonus point magnet. Because what he does is brilliant. And when you watch him, and like I sat at Spurs the other week and watched him, and his movement and the things that he does to create opportunities and space for others without actually touching the ball is incredible. But in FPL, you do not get rewarded for that. You get rewarded for having more touches of the ball, more interceptions, more passes, more dribbles, all of that good stuff, more shots on target, more passes completed. That's not Bowen's game. And therefore, unless he gets a hat trick, he's unlikely to pick up the bonus points.
Yeah, I think props to the West Ham defenders, really. So Bowen was in amongst it, by the way. So we got 24 BPS. Kudus got 26. And who got top bonus? Emerson, who was in there with 29, right? So it wasn't as if Bowen was a million miles away, but that could have just, so it could just be one shot off target, you know, didn't get it or whatever. But Kudus, despite the yellow card, 2 bonus points. He's definitely one to look at.
No, he's not. He's going to the AFCON.
Oh, he's going to AFCON, isn't he? Yeah, I forgot about that. Either way, I think we're blessed to have him in the Premier League. I think he's a top player.
He's fantastic.
Top player.
He's a fantastic talent. I really enjoy watching him. They will miss him when he's at AFCON.
Yeah, because he's a creative hub at the moment, isn't he? And they need to hold on to Paqueta as well. That assist for Bowen's goal is absolutely unreal, by the way.
The Paqueta...
Absolutely unreal.
The Paqueta-Kudus relationship...
Yes, it's good, isn't it?
It's coming along so beautifully. It's really nice.
Yeah, I think they're a little bit thin. Like you say, what happens when Kudus goes off to AFCON, if Paqueta gets injured or whatever, let's see. But right now, they're fit and firing. And even Bowen's goal, right? He kind of fluffs it because he kind of hits it at Onana and then gets a second stab at the cherry when Onana really shouldn't have given him a second chance to have a go at it. But you cannot deny the Paqueta assist outside of the foot, chip over the defence. It was unbelievable. What a good assist. So West Ham, let's have a look at their fixtures going forward. Where are they up here? They're down the bottom. So Arsenal away next, then Brighton, Sheffield United, Bournemouth. So if you are a Bowen owner like me, it's no panic stations. I mean, he is brilliant away from home, by the way.
Yeah,
so
he is, yeah.
Even when in my bus team, I put him first sub, even though it's Arsenal, I still come out in a cold sweat because he's that good away from home.
Yeah, but the reality is that who have you put in on the...
Haaland's playing in front of him.
And who are your other two subs?
Well, we'll talk about that later on. But at the moment, in my bus team, Bowen is first sub. But I've no qualms with him. You know, he'll come straight back in for Brighton, Sheffield United, Bournemouth. Those three games,
yeah.
You definitely want Jarrod Bowen, I think. I think he looks unreal. Third highest scorer, I think, now in the Premier League with 11 goals, isn't he? Yeah. Unbelievable. Talk to me about Manchester United if you want, or we can just skip straight past it.
I don't really see the point.
They're terrible, aren't they?
What's the point they're talking
about?
It's so
bad, isn't it?
You're not investing in them from an FPL. Did they even have a shot? Like,
well, first half.
No, don't.
It was fairly even, Stephen. Fairly, they had arguably the better of it. First half.
What?
That's being a bit generous, but it was even, Stephen. But second half,
they're just poor.
No,
they're poor in front of goal.
You're not picking him in FPL, are you?
No. Move on. To talk about someone else. It's pointless. They're not an FPL team right now. You can't have any of them.
Villa at home, Forest, Spurs, Wolves, West Ham, no interest.
No interest.
All right, we'll move on.
Sorry, United fans. I just don't see the point.
I think they'd all agree with you, to be honest.
You just can't have them in FPL. What's the point? It's a waste of money.
I think they'd agree with you. Spurs 2, Everton 1 then. Richarlison off the mark very, very early.
Gets
and
his
then
old team.
Son popping up with a customary goal before he goes off to the Asia Cup in a couple of weeks. Squeaky bum time this, wasn't it? Because if it wasn't for Dan Juma hitting the underside of the bar and then Vicario, who I thought had a top game, by the way.
Quality!
What a good goalkeeper.
Yes.
Really, really good goalkeeper. And borne out in the stats as well. 7 saves. So despite Spurs conceding, 7 saves and 2 bonus points for Vicario. Really, really good performance. I was really impressed with him. But a lot of that, you know, when you think about the fact that Vicario had to play well, you had one off the line with the VAR right at the end there. Everton played well here. You know, Spurs get the result and fair play. I think they deserved it. But if Everton had nicked a point here, I don't think you could have been too upset. They played well. They were good, Everton.
But Everton have been good.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. It's not like you steamrolled them here and they've gone on the back of 5 wins. They've gone, oh, we've got the Spurs and got rolled over. They haven't. They've played well.
I think the first half, it was very much Spurs. It was we played well. I thought they had some chances. But the second half, they played really well, Everton. And they could have gone and at least got a draw out of that game.
Absolutely could, yeah.
They could have won it late on. Dan Juma seemed to have a bee in his bonnet. I think he was like, well, I'm back at Spurs and I didn't really enjoy my time here that much, so I'm going to prove a point. And my God, he nearly did prove a point.
Yeah.
Look, Everton have been playing incredibly well lately. They've picked up really well away from home. In particular, they've been really good away from home recently. They've been keeping clean sheets. So I wasn't keen on the Sun captaincy, partly on the basis that Everton had been solid defensively and they were coming to Spurs. And I just didn't really know what I felt about this game. I thought we'd win the game.
Yeah.
But I didn't think that we'd steamroller Everton, and that certainly was the case. We absolutely didn't. They were firmly. They weren't just in the game. It was tight. It was a really good game of football, to be fair.
Yeah.
From an FPL perspective, I feel a little bit. It's difficult, isn't it? Because Sonny, it wasn't a good goal. He scuffs it and it goes in, but you take the points. You 100% you take the points.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I thought he was good again. So I don't want to sell him early to have Haaland back, because that was another option. Do I downgrade Sonny early?
Yeah.
Go for a Richarlison instead? Go for Kulusevski instead? Go for Brennan Johnson instead?
My Richarlison versus Son punt, if you remember, I was sitting here last week before game week 17. And I decided that I was going to ignore Son for 4 weeks and I was going to go for Richarlison instead. Well, it's a draw this week,
isn't it?
It's
so far level, yeah.
So last week, 1-0 to me. This week, it's a draw because I think it's 7 and 8 points.
Yeah.
However, got 2 weeks left of Son.
Yeah.
And did I notice Richarlison kind of holding his back a little bit as he went off? Is he going to be all right?
He's fine. Nothing's, there's been nothing said. And he's been posting on social media and stuff.
Has he?
He's fine.
Okay.
I think he's fine. He comes off early anyway. He comes off early.
The question I would have for you now, though, Sam, is if you don't have a Spurs midfielder at all...
Yeah, this is a tough one.
Where would you go now?
It's hard.
And I would include Kula and Brennan in that conversation.
Well...
Maybe.
So the ridiculous part about this is that I think Kulusevski is fantastic at the moment. He's playing incredibly well. He's doing all the right things. Nothing in this one, but last week was epic.
I feel like he's really important to your team, but he's not the best FPL asset in the team.
And that maybe is fair, but it depends where he plays as to whether he's the best FPL asset. And that's the thing, I think. I personally think that Brennan Johnson... If he'd have stayed on the pitch against Forest last Friday night, I think he'd have got returns.
Yeah.
So, I think Kulusevski would have got more returns as well because he was doing so well in the 10 that I think there would have been a difference there. I thought he was good again in this one. He picked up an assist, didn't he? So, he looks like a decent option in a cheaper price point if you do want to save the budget. The difficulty is I still think Son is the best option over the next couple of weeks. But if you don't have him now, I don't think you can go there knowing that 2 weeks down the line, you've got to transfer him out. I think it doesn't make any sense. So
you can't buy Son now. You can hold him, right? But I don't think you can buy him now. And as Adam Stevo is saying in the live chat, Sam, you know, Madders is going to be back soon as well. So you've got to throw him into the mix.
And so that's the thing, isn't it? So Maddison back in training this week, by all accounts.
Yeah.
Van de Ven next week. But Van de Ven was targeting a return for the FA Cup on the 5th of January.
That's a good question, Niraj. I hadn't thought of that. So sorry to interrupt you. Niraj is saying, who goes out? So who's not in the team when Maddison's back?
Well, Son will be away.
Oh, okay. Temporarily, maybe. But so when everyone's fit, is it Kulu wide right and Brennan bench? Or is it Kulu 10 and...
No, Maddison will go back in the 10.
Madison's got to be 10, isn't he?
Yeah, so...
Richarlison.
So he's got two choices. He either goes... Madison's 100% back in the 10.
Oh, yeah.
So either Kulu goes back out on the right, Brennan goes back out on the left, and Son goes back in the middle, which means Richarlison loses his spot.
No chance.
Or...
No chance.
Son goes back out on the left.
Yeah.
Richarlison sticks in the middle, which means Brennan loses his spot. Or Brennan takes Kulusevski's spot... And Kulu, it's so hard to call. And what I think we might find is that come the end of January, beginning of February, when Sonny's back and Maddison is fit, that the only options that you can really rely on are Maddison and Son, because the other three are going to get rotate.
It's a good shout, that. And I think that's why I don't mind having Richarlison now. But when Maddison comes back, Son's back from the Asia Cup, I can see me going back to Madders. I enjoyed having him early season. He was great.
What I was really hoping is that Maddison was going to be back as Son left for Asia. Because then my plan was I just go Son to Maddison, have Maddison then while Son's away, and then stick with Madders, and that gives me the money I need for Trent or whoever else it is that I want.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to work quite right in the times.
Okay, super chat from FPL Gamer. Thank you, FPL Gamer, for the super chat. He's got two free transfers.
Nice.
Quite keen to get rid of Son, by the looks of it. Son and Archer to Kulusevski and Nkunku. So is moving Son to Kulu worth it if you can get Nkunku? Or Son and Palmer to Kulu and Bowen? I would not want to be doing Son out at all until he leaves.
No.
And I wouldn't want to be getting rid of Palmer either, despite the suspension coming up next game week.
And I don't fancy...
The fixtures are still good after. I mean, I wouldn't want to be getting rid of Palmer.
And I know that Nkunku got his first goal today, but I still don't think he's going to be starting that quickly. He's bringing him back gently because he's been injured for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't think we see him get 90 minutes for quite a long way out yet.
Yeah.
And Chelsea, they're not... They're not right.
About them in a minute. But FPL, it feels a little bit, if you don't mind me saying FPL game, a little bit knee-jerk that one, mate, on the back of what we've seen in game week 18. Of course, Nkunku's on radar. Of course, we're all frustrated with the Palmer suspension coming up in game week 19. But listen, he's still a good asset at his price, Palmer. And could be for the rest of the season. I wouldn't be selling because the fixtures after 19 look pretty good. Let's discuss Chelsea then.
I wouldn't sell
Son
either, Gamer.
I'm not sure I would want to sell Son either, not until he's gone to the Asia Cup. Chelsea then. So, plenty of conversation to be had here. Top for XG underachievers, who we mentioned at the top of the show, Raheem Sterling. No surprise to see him top for XG underachievers, according to the Fantasy Football Scout members area, where we get all our stats here on the FPL Family live stream.
Because it's great.
Because it's amazing and we love it.
I'll work there just as a...
Nothing for Cole Palmer. Caveat. The one thing I will say is this is a classic... It was a classic David Coote game, wasn't it? So David Coote refereed this game. It was not like a physical game. Yet you've got 6 bookings for Chelsea and 3 for Wolves. And if I remember rightly, I think he booked the Wolves subkeeper on their bench as well. So what's that? A total of, 9, 10 bookings? This guy, man, he can't keep control of a game. But anyway, I want to talk about referees because he was also on VAR for the Ødegaard handball the other night. What a joke of a referee. But anyway, Chelsea, from an FPL perspective, the reason I want to discuss them is because they're still right up there. Crystal Palace at home next with no Palmer and no Sterling, by the way. Both suspended for that game. Luton away, which is a tricky fixture, as Newcastle will tell you this weekend. Fulham at home. Then it's the Liverpool game. Then it's Wolves. So the fixtures, and that is why, FPL gamer, I don't think you want to sell Palmer, because I know you're frustrated. We all want Dean for Palace at home. But Luton and Fulham after that, and Wolves on the horizon at home. I think you've got to keep the faith, haven't you?
How many times do you think they win in the next 4 weeks?
What a good question that is. Do you think they go to Luton and win?
No.
I don't either. Because Luton won it at the moment. They won it. And Chelsea just don't want it. What did you make of their performance against Wolves today? What did you think of it? I thought they stunk it up. I thought they were tragic.
They're just diabolical.
They're just so bad.
They're so bad. And I love Pochettino with every ounce of my being. Yeah. I love that man. And he today looked like a man out of ideas already.
They don't know what they're doing. Like, what was that triple sub on about, 75, 80 minutes? There was 3 players coming on. I'm like, well, I think Badiashile was one of them.
Matson.
I'm like, what's the plan? Like, even sitting there with your brother, who's Chelsea through and through and knows intimately how Chelsea operates and works. Even he was sitting there going, what's our shape here? What is the tactic here? And then, lo and behold, they go and concede a second goal. The defending on the second goal is absolutely tragic. It's so bad. It's like, talk about follow your runners. We say it to Max on a Sunday. Follow your runners into the box. Don't let a man go. And then it kind of comes off Badiashile's heel. And Doherty's just like, oh, thanks very much. Puts it into an empty net. It's shocking. And then it's even worse because they get back into the game. They get the goal. And if that goal had been 1-1, you'd have said, well, they've nicked a point there in a potentially difficult environment away at Molineux. But because the Doherty goal is so bad and is already on the table, it's just a consolation. I did think Nkunku was good, though. Here we have, in my opinion, an elite player coming to the table.
Yes.
In a crap team.
Okay. Yes.
Go on. Nkunku. Discuss.
But come... When do they play? Wednesday night, I think.
They've got a few days, yeah.
I think they're Wednesday. Come Wednesday, they've got no Palmer and no Sterling. Where is the creativity creating something for Nkunku?
Yeah. Do you know what? I feel so sorry for Nkunku. I feel so sorry for him. You know, big club, lots of money. I get all of that stuff, right? All the narrative. But he's coming into this team, which is just dysfunctional. It's just not working. And he's going to be expected to save Chelsea's season. All the Chelsea faithful, this is an elite player. And they're right. He's a top, top player. 87 goal involvements in 88 games in his last 2 seasons at Leipzig. Unbelievable player. Even when he come on today, you're like, yes, you're in the right place. Even when Chelsea were faffing about with it in and around the area and they couldn't string 2 passes together, I quickly kept looking at Nkunku. He's in the right areas. I'm telling you, if he was at Arsenal up front, or if he was at Liverpool instead of bloody Darwin, he'd score a ton of goals. Tons of goals. But in this Chelsea team, I'm not sure. But in FPL, what is he, 7.3? Might even be taking a price rise tonight, 7.4. He's worth it for that money, I think. I think he's worth a punt for the next few. These fixtures don't look too bad. I don't mind it.
Palace defence can be really solid when they want to be.
Not lately.
They can be when they want to be.
Not lately.
No, they can. They can be when they want to be. I appreciate that lately they've not kept clean sheets, but when they want to, they can. They can be solid defensively. They've got no Sterling and no Palmer and no creativity, Chelsea, going into that game.
Going to Kenilworth Road, I'm telling you, that will be difficult.
Then they've got Luton. It's not Luton at home, it's Luton away. Luton away is a really difficult place to go. We've seen Liverpool and we've seen Spurs go there and struggle. Now, we have both won the games, but it's been a struggle.
Well, Newcastle just lost there.
Newcastle lost there. Manchester City struggled there to break through. They did do it eventually, But, you know, when you think back to the Spurs game, it's Mickey van der Ven that scores the goal that gets Spurs the win in that one. Liverpool was somebody random as well, wasn't it, I think? It wasn't like...
Last minute Diaz goal. What do you remember? It was when his, I think, when his dad had been captured. Yeah, and he got his T-shirt. That's right. All that. Yeah, yeah.
So, Liverpool, it's a narrow pitch. It's a
daunting prospect going to Kenilworth.
Yeah, I was trying to think what the right word is. Daunting's a good word. It you know, the fans are really close to the pitch. It's
but your point is you've got to be up for it.
You have to be.
And Chelsea are not up for bloody anything at the minute.
No, and then after that, it's the Fulham game. And that's a derby. That's a massive, massive London derby, Fulham versus Chelsea. That's no easy feat for Chelsea. Now, Fulham, all right, they're a bit all over the place at the minute. You never know what Fulham side's turning up week to week.
Yeah.
No, but Chelsea aren't creating any chances either. So who knows what happens in that one? And then it's Liverpool. I honestly look at those four fixtures and I'm like...
Yeah, you're going to invest more than Palmer? Are you going to get off of Palmer?
No, I'm not going to get off of Palmer.
No.
Because I've got him, I think at his price point, he's good value.
Cheap on pens and everything.
See,
else.
I don't
fine,
agree
yeah.
with what you were just saying about Nkunku because I think at his price point, I'd rather have Solanke.
Oh yeah, I think if you haven't got Solanke, that's fine. Yeah. But would you rather have Nkunku over Darwin at the minute?
Would you not rather have Alvarez?
Oh, good question. Good question. There are other options, aren't there? And it does feel like a punt with Nkunku. But
I don't even know he's going to start. You yeah. don't know that he's going to get the start. He could come on for another half an hour. Yeah, all right, he might start, but he might only play the first half. Like, I think there's so much uncertainty. Maybe he does start this weekend because of the two suspensions. But yeah. I just don't like... I don't like Chelsea at the moment. I don't like what's happening right. there.
Okay. Super chat from Wilco. Thank you, mate, for the super chat.
Wilco.
Merry Snackmas, he says.
What you got?
Sell JWP or Tsimikas. Have three defenders and Kabore bench for defence. 6.3 in the bank. So if you were to prioritise getting rid of one of those two, I think you'd probably prioritise getting rid of Tsimikas, wouldn't you, rather than JWP, despite the fact that Wilco's got plenty of cover at the back there. Tsimikas is going to be a few weeks, Wilco, I think. I don't know whether, because Wilco's a Liverpool fan, I don't know if he's heard anything on the Liverpool wires, but it's going to be a bit, I think, Tsimikas.
Yeah, but you say that. So I think I prioritise JWP out.
Would you? Okay.
Yeah, and the reason I say that is because Tsimikas, if you've got three other defenders and Kabore, realistically, you don't need Tsimikas. He can sit third sub for the next couple of weeks.
I'm getting really hot with
it's not the end of the world, is it? It's not really isn't the end of the world.
Yeah.
Whereas JWP, that is a quite important midfielder slot, I would argue.
Mm.
And taking up with JWP doesn't feel great. Yeah. And you got the money in the bank. Go JWP to Bowen.
Yeah. All right. Don't mind it. Let's talk about a couple more games. Let's rattle through these. Liverpool 1, Arsenal 1. Cracking game. Really, really good game. Couple of good goals as well. I thought Liverpool was shell-shocked, I thought, to start with. First 20 to 25 minutes, it's the best I've seen a team play at Anfield for a long time. Arsenal were absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Breaking the lines, pressing like you wouldn't believe, going, being brave, going man for man. Really, really impressed with Arsenal. And they deserved a goal. They absolutely deserved a goal. And by the time the Odegaard handball comes around, it's a handball. Don't give me anything else other than it's a handball. It's a handball and it's a penalty. I'm not saying we deserved it. I'm not saying at that point in the game we deserved to be level. We didn't. Arsenal deserved to be ahead. But it's still a penalty. So don't come at me with anything. It's 100% a penalty. It's ridiculous that David Coote on VAR didn't give it. But he is a common problem this season, honestly. What a knobhead. Anyway, Liverpool
won. You
get
Arsenal. A fine in the post for that if you were the manager.
I'll be like a Premier League manager. Just accept it. I can't be like, if I speak, I'm in trouble. I don't want to be fined
on Christmas Day.
He's honestly so... He was the one that refed. What was the game the other day that got stupidly out of hand? Brentford Villa. When was that? Last week. Got out of hand, didn't it? You had Martinez dragging people up off the floor. Bit of scuffles at the end. Bookings left, right and centre. Who was reffing? David bloody Coote. Anyway, Salah scores what can only be described as an absolute worldie. Lovely assist from Trent as well. I can give as many thoughts as you want on the game, but what did you make of it? What did you think of the game?
Well... Sorry, I just decided not to blow my nose at the moment you were throwing to me.
You thought I was going to ramble on for a bit longer, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I was expecting... I was actually just getting comfortable. My mum had just sent me a text message and I thought, oh, that's interesting, what's she saying? Because I thought you were going to be chatting for a long time about this. But no, you've included me, which is nice. I thought it was a great game from a neutral perspective. I really enjoyed it.
That was a top game.
I...
Greg Frost, don't you dare. I like David Coote, lol, one of the best. Don't you dare, Greg Frost. Wind me up for that reason.
I've never seen someone get so upset about handball in my life. Actually, that's a lie. Apart from a few seasons ago when we were playing against Newcastle,
yeah.
Eric Dyer
what is this?
Facing the other way. The ball's behind him. He's looking that way. No. And his hand is, I don't know where, but somehow it hits his hand. And somehow it's a penalty. Anyway, that's how annoyed you were. I punched the front door that day. It's the only time I've ever been really annoyed. And I was so angry. I punched the door and I really hurt my hand. And that Lee didn't punch anything.
Come on.
But that's
let's
how
get
annoyed
back to
he
this.
Was.
One all.
But the point is, I forgot what my point was.
Brilliant. Excellent.
It was, okay, I've remembered. It was a good game. I really enjoyed watching it. I think for me, the big learning conversation out of it was that Salah's going to be a really interesting problem for FPL managers because the obvious thing to do is to sell him. But if I've not had him for the whole season. You've always had him, haven't you? I don't think you've ever taken him out. So your value...
No, didn't have him right at the beginning. I went Haaland over Salah, but I think I pretty quickly brought him in.
Did you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Well, not had him all season.
There's, you know, managers that have had him all season will have even more invested in him than I do in terms of value. And I know with Salah that 100% I want him back again as soon as he's out of AFCON. And we had this, do you remember a couple of seasons ago, last time it was AFCON and Salah went and in the end he missed one game and we all sold him.
Yeah, and it was like panic stations getting him back.
And he missed one match.
Yeah.
And I think in part that was because there was some COVID
stuff going
game
on.
Suspension matches that got abandoned and what have you. But the point I'm making is that when they go off to AFCON and the Asian Cup, we can guesstimate how long these players are going to be gone for, and we know that it could be a month. If they make it to the final, they could be back. Is it like the 11th of February, something like that, the finals?
Yeah.
So they could in theory be gone from the 13th of January all the way through to the 11th of February. But in that time, there's also the FA Cup round as well. So it's not like they're going to be missing every single weekend is a Premier League one. Plus, there's the winter break where they only play once in the 2 weeks. All of that needs to be taken into consideration. And I think I'm a little bit wary with Salah because I 100% know that there is no other Liverpool attacker that I want to invest in. And I say that with the greatest respect to Gakpo's, the Luis Diaz's, the Szoboszlai's, who I think are fantastic assets from a footballing perspective, but they just aren't Salah when it comes to FPL.
They're not, but they're also not Salah's price. I mean, why not? Is it the rotation? Because if it's the rotation,
no.
If anything, we're a little bit more secure, I think, in that at the moment. Because Jota, I don't think, is back anytime soon.
They're just not
Luis
as good
Diaz,
when it comes to FPL.
They're not as reliable. But they're half his price.
But they're not as reliable. And for half his price, I can have Bowen, who's more reliable.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I can have, you know, when you think about the Liverpool assets, Salah is so far advanced of everybody else in the attacking assets. Forget Trent for a second, because that's a different conversation. In the attacking asset, he is so far ahead that you can't compare him to the others and say, well, he's half their price.
Yeah.
Because, all right, yes, he is half their price, but then you take the Luis Diaz's, the Gakpo's, the whoever it is that you fancy taking from that midfield.
Diaz picked up a bit of a knock, by the way, didn't he
in
the game?
Yeah,
and he was quite emotional on the bench after, which I didn't like
to see.
He's
done his knee before.
He has. And I thought he'd had the surgery and it was all good now. But if that knee's been troublesome again for him, that might be him out for a bit as well.
But you take those assets and you compare them to the players that you can afford in the same price across the rest
better
of the
options
league.
In the game. Yeah,
you know, there are better options in the game. So I know with 100% certainty that the minute that Salah is available for selection for Klopp in a Premier League again, I want him in my FPL team. Mm. The conversation is slightly different with Son, as I've mentioned before, because you've got the potential for Madison coming back while he's gone. But that makes me reluctant to sell Salah. Because if he goes out, if he unexpectedly goes out, and this happens in club tournament, you know, world championships, in World Cups, in Euros, we see it. Unexpectedly, teams go out. If he comes back earlier, it's going to be a struggle. So for me, Salah remains a hold, and I would rather move him to the bench.
Okay.
Trent.
Right. Yeah, talk to me about... Well, let's do Trent in a second, because I just want to say, with Diaz out, and Jota not looking like he's going to come back. So we've got to wait for news if we can on Diaz. But I think that makes Nunes locked on that left-hand side. And I do think that's a better position for him than the middle.
Do you want to keep... You sold him.
I've sold him. But I'm at, what I'm saying is if you've still got Nunes for whatever reason, oh, it would be such a difficult hold. But it's Burnley, isn't it? And he is going to play. I'd be tempted to hold him for Burnley, you know, if I had him. I really would.
Would you?
I would, because I think he's going to... He's almost certain to play, I think. It's just that I think he'll play left. I think against Burnley, it'll be Nunes, Gakpo and Salah. Difficult to know which way, because Gakpo can play left, but I think Gakpo's going to be better in the middle. Depends how Klopp wants to play it. Harvey could come in, but he can only really play right. Question, though... When Salah goes to AFCON, who takes the Liverpool penalties? I've got a feeling I know who it is. I think it'll be Alexis McAllister.
If but he's fit. Not fit.
If fit, yeah. And if not, Dom Szoboszlai, I think.
Szoboszlai?
I think so, yeah. I think so. He takes him for Hungary, I think. But I'm not 100% on that. And because Salah's been so locked on Liverpool penalties, I couldn't tell you with any certainty as to who's going to take them, to be honest with you. But anyway, that's a conversation for another day when Salah's off to AFCON. Quickly then, Trent. Must have at the minute, isn't he? Unbelievably good. But how'd you get there?
Correct.
Unless you're spending the Haaland money.
It's really difficult. It is really, really difficult. Because most managers aren't going to be looking to sell somebody. Like, if you've got Trippier and then you're happy to sell, then fair enough. It's easy enough to go from... easy-ish to go from Trippier to Trent. That's
still a million you've got to find.
Still a million, but it's easier to find a million than it is to go from Tsimikas to Trent.
Yeah.
Even like a couple of weeks ago, the conversation was, even maybe last week, the conversation was, can I go from my Arsenal defender up to Trent? I don't even think you can do that now because the Arsenal fixtures look all right moving forward.
Next four, unreal for Arsenal. Yeah, unreal.
So I don't think you want to do that. I really, really like the Trent pick. The only way to do it, in my view, is to sacrifice a midfielder. You have to sacrifice a midfielder slot.
I looked at it because obviously Haaland's still in my team. I thought I could do Tsimikas to Trent.
Who got sacrificed? Bowen.
Yeah, Bowen down.
Don't want to do that.
Don't want to do that.
If anything, everyone wants to get Bowen in.
Don't want to do that. Or it's Saka.
See, I did think about that because Saka for me has been the next four fixtures put me off selling Saka. But he's a real frustration at the minute because of my midfielders. He's the one that's performing the least well right now.
Yeah. I can, and I looked on Fantasy Football Fix just before we were coming on, and Saka is being sold.
Yeah,
and I think it's going to hurt. Honestly, next four look unreal for them, and I can see why people would be getting frustrated with him because at that money, you know, a million less, you can have a Bowen. If you haven't got a Palmer, you know, all of that is so great options. But I just the next four for Arsenal. I mean, let's have a look at why I'm so keen on it. West Ham at home, Fulham away, Crystal Palace, and then Forest before. The game, the return game for Liverpool at the Emirates. So the next four are unreal for Arsenal.
I don't think they clean sheet against West Ham.
You don't think?
No.
Why not?
Because West Ham are good going forward.
Yeah, but Arsenal are bloody good defensively.
No, I don't think they clean sheet. I don't. But the three that follow, I do think they do.
Yeah, Fulham can't score goals. Palace the same and Forest maybe as well. Might get their act together under Nuno by then. So... Arsenal then, double Arsenal defence. You wouldn't be keen to do Tsimikas to a Gabriel if you haven't got him, or to a Zinchenko?
No. I'm quite happy with just Saliba.
Interesting, all right. Okay, anything else we want to discuss, Sam? We need to move on to our teams, don't we?
Yeah, because, it's Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, there's presents to be wrapped and stuff,
right? And I haven't finished wrapping my Christmas presents yet, guys.
Loads of stuff to go on. Now, quick, just before we do that, an update to our patrons. So patreon.com/FPL family. If you want to get more involved, you guys will have heard this spiel before. Bonus podcasts, manager of the month competitions, chats with me and Sam, Slack access, all that sort of stuff. Check the link below. But this is a bit of a public service announcement for the guys who already are patrons. I know that I owe you a manager of the month update, but my spreadsheet's gone wrong.
What?
My spreadsheet's gone wrong.
What have you done?
I've not done anything. I've done exactly what the spreadsheet tech person told me to do, but it's gone wrong. So patrons, I do owe you an update for manager month. I know I do. I'm not slack. I know it's Christmas and you're all thinking he's off eating mince pies and drinking.
He's drinking neck oil.
Bit of that going on as well, but I've got a technical problem.
He's drinking neck oil. Too busy laughing at me, dad and me brother when Chelsea lose. As soon as
that spreadsheet gets sorted out, guys, I will get you a manager of the month update. But patreon.com/FPL family.
They're not going to be able to sleep tonight, the patrons.
They won't be able to stand. They've ruined their Christmas, won't it?
You have ruined their Christmas.
I haven't.
You're like the Grinch. You've stolen Christmas.
Speak to the tech people. Speak to the tech people.
Which tech people should they speak to?
Sam, your team.
What the hell's that red arrow
there for? Your team for this week. 45 you're on currently. 45?
No, I finished. That's finished.
Yeah, and you're on a red arrow. Have I got that wrong?
No, I am. From Live FPL. I don't want it.
Oh, you just didn't want it. Right. none of us want it. Do you know what I mean? None of us want it. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Talk us through your team then, go on.
It all went wrong.
Yeah.
Look at the bench, Lee.
Oh my God, I didn't see the bench. Archer 8, Taylor 6, Areola 8. Goodness me. Yeah, the bench
is bad. Everything that could have gone wrong.
Well, no, Son's come in, Salah's come in, your captaincy's the same as everybody else. A lot of people would have captained Watkins, and you've got Dom Solanke. It's not terrible. It's just a little red arrow.
It's only a little red arrow. Look, it is what it is. I'm just the bench. If my bench had 2-2-2-2-2 on it,
yeah,
I actually don't think I'd be that upset by my team because it is what it is. Like, the defenders didn't keep clean sheets. That's fair enough. I wasn't expecting a clean sheet from Tsimikas. I played him for some attacking threat, which is why I played him over Saliba.
Yeah.
I did seriously consider, we were in the gym, weren't we, with Max talking about his team. And I did seriously consider playing Charlie Taylor instead. And then I laughed at myself and was like, I can't play Charlie Taylor over my Arsenal and my Liverpool defenders. I just can't do it. That's ridiculous. Livramento, I knew was a potential rotation risk. But with the fixture, I had to play him because if he started, I needed him there. And Pedro Porro was always going to start because of the attacking threat. And before the clean sheet went, he was on for some bonus points as well. So he could have been a great pick. Martinez, what the hell are you doing? You were supposed to be the safe pair of hands coming in. And not only did I bring...
Especially with Areola right on the bench.
No, not only did I bring you in and use my transfer for which I wanted to use elsewhere. I used it to make a goalie change to make sure I had a goalkeeper. And if... Do you know what? Those weeks ago...
This season is going to go down as the Sam goalkeeper season, isn't it? It's just a nightmare for you.
3 or 4 weeks ago, that week where I bought in Robert Sanchez because I didn't think I had a goalkeeper because Areola was injured and Matt Turner had lost his
Sanchez
spot.
For a hit, if I remember
Sanchez
rightly.
For a hit. When I did, thanks for that. I love you too, dear. When I made that transfer, I was talking to the guys in the official pod chat that we have, and I said to Ian, if that week I'd just gone... I'm not doing anything with my goalkeepers.
Yeah.
I would be over 20 points better off now.
It's the way the cookie crumbles, Sam. Because it's the way it goes.
Matt Turner not only came in and played that week and got points, which would have meant I didn't need the -4. Since then, either Areola or Turner has played and got points. So it's infuriating.
All right. Well, just before you give us your thoughts on next week, then a super chat from Polkit. Thank you, Polkit, for the super chat.
So he's laughing at my bench. I'm not interested.
No, he's not. Merry Christmas, Lee and Sam. Merry Christmas, Polkit. Enjoy, and TC, enjoy and triple captain.
Take care.
Thank you. This is so FPL.
I don't think anyone's triple captain.
Enjoy
this
and triple captain. PS, I want the pen and the win. I think Polkit's a Liverpool fan, but I think it's not as bad as Erdi did slip a little bit. Polkit, not having it, Polkit. It's a handball.
Polkit,
don't
please.
Get me started.
Please,
handball.
I've got to be with him tonight. Please,
Odegaard did slip a little bit, and in slipping, put his hand on the ball twice. It's a handball, Polkit. I'm not having it.
Did you think
I'm
Saka
having...
should have got sent off then when he slipped and did a bad?
Yeah, because he slipped and his studs are showing. So I don't. Sorry, the pitch was a bit slippy. All right, well, it's a pen and a red card. And I do not have my Liverpool goggles on, Sam. Tell us about your team for next week then. Palmer with the suspension, Tsimikas with the injury.
Idiots.
Well, not really. I'm sure Tsimikas wasn't planning to get a broken collarbone.
No,
but
blame
go on, what are you going to do?
It's a
head in hands moment. For the podcasters out there, Sam has just put her head in her hands.
I'm going to...
You think this is bad? Two flags? Most of us have got like 4 or 5.
It's fine. I'm going to play... Tsimikas can go on the bench. Fine. I'll play Saliba.
Okay.
They have no issue with that. Palmer, I would have to play Cameron Archer or play Charlie Taylor.
Isn't Cameron Archer got a decent fixture?
He's got Luton.
Well, so play
actually,
Cameron Archer.
I'm
not worried about.
I'm not worried. That's
right.
What I've done.
Okay, fine.
So at the minute, that's what I've done. Are you all right? So that's my current plan. Because I do really want to roll my transfer.
I think you can roll that. Saliba in for Tsimikas and Archer in for Palmer. Done.
Yeah, that's what... That is what I'm doing. Okay, I'm planning to do that. Unless I drink too many Porn Star Martinis tomorrow.
I'd do another Sanchez for a hit goalkeeper.
Which goalkeeper are you having next? No, I'm not.
You've had five or six of them. Who's next? You haven't had Vicario yet. He's in for a hit. Definitely. At some stage, Vicario for a hit. Is happening.
No, wild card.
Vicario on wild card. I can see it happening.
He's going to test. He's going to tickle my fancy on wild card. I'm telling you now. I'm going to get to wild card. The wild card's going to be active, and the first thing I'm going to do is bring in Vicario. I know it's going to happen. I'm telling you all now.
Good Lord. James Trafford for a hit.
What? I'm not making any more goalies.
I'm just saying.
No more goalkeepers. I'm done with
Edison them. From minus eight.
The only issue that I foresee is Livramento. Is massive rotation risk now.
Mm.
So if he don't play either, then I am Charlie Taylor deep on my bench.
Charlie Taylor deep on the bench. I mean, what a place to be.
Who have they got?
What a place to be. Burnley? I've got no idea. That's playing us, aren't they?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I can't be Charlie Taylor playing against...
Particularly as I assume you're going to be Mo Cap, are you? Mo Salah Cap's in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Do quite fancy a sunny cap.
Do you? Well, we always fancy a sunny cap, but it's Salah, isn't it? Come on.
Brighton?
No clean sheet so far this season. Sun is never a bad captaincy choice, no doubt about it. But I think it's going to be Mo for me. So listen, 45 points, 1083, 65k. If somebody said to you, Sam, be 65k at Christmas, happy days. You'd take that, wouldn't you?
No, I'm raging about not being in the top 50k Eventually, I'd be winning FPL if I played that bench. Why didn't I play my bench boost?
This is why you're an elite FPL manager, because you're just never happy. Never happy. 65k at Christmas. Oh, I want to be in the top 50k.
did you notice that I kept holding my hat? Because do you remember what happened the last time I threw my hat?
You flung it across and knocked the camera off the stand, if I remember right.
Was it Ollie Watkins?
Oh, yeah.
It was, wasn't it? Against Liverpool.
I think it was. Yeah, I think it was. Niall Plume, thank you, Niall, for the member chat. Merry Christmas, Lee and Sam. Hello, mate. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hope you've been well. Cheeky Trent captain this week. Oof. Niall, very nice. Don't mind that
at all,
mate.
What happens if Charlie Taylor scores?
Don't mind that at all. Anyway, Sam, 1083, 65k. You're not happy because you want to be 50k. Boo-hoo for you. 39k for me. Very happy with that. If somebody said to me you'd be 39k at Christmas. Smashing it this week.
Shut the front door.
Yeah. Guess what my transfer in was this week?
Oh, flipping Dom Solanke.
Dom Solanke in this week.
You sold Nunes, didn't you?
Yeah. Darwin out first, Dom Solanke. Absolute touch. In fact, it could have been better. So you're whinging about your bench. I've got Gabriel's first sub, which is annoying. Areola on the bench as well, but I was always playing Dubravka, I think.
Why?
But now I've got issues. Look at this, like a bloody Christmas tree.
Do you know what
you
need?
Go on.
A goalkeeper change.
I do not.
Everyone does.
Areola's back, as expected, because he's first choice. No one thought he wasn't. And now I've got Dubravka. What's wrong with that? I've got the West Ham and Newcastle keepers for the square root of NAFL. How much is Dubravka? I've got him in at 3.9. Areola I got at 4. This game's easy, Sam. You don't need to be taking hits for Robert Sanchez. You don't need minus 8 for Vicario.
I'm not taking a minus 8 for Vicario. Let's be clear.
Oh, dear me. Easy this game, Sam. Easy.
Do you know it's not too late for you to get no presents tomorrow?
Anyway, yes, I am reveling it a little bit because I've had a couple of really good game weeks. 24% up this week to 39k, getting a nosebleed. But now, issues. Simicast at the back, almost certainly going to be transferred out tonight. I'll be doing it tonight.
Who for?
Because I do not want to go into Christmas thinking about it. Simicast to Zinchenko. That is what I'm going to do. Double Arsenal defence. I know you said earlier in the stream you don't fancy it. I do fancy it. I think they're really, really good. And I'm going to be going Gabriel and Zinchenko at the back. So the next four, I think there's at least two or three clean sheets in there for Arsenal.
I can't wait for Jarrod Bowen to knock out your clean sheet.
It might happen. And currently in my bus team, as I mentioned, Bowen is first sub.
So you are going to bench Bowen and play your double Arsenal defence?
Yep.
You're blooming asking for trouble, you are.
I'm sure I am asking for trouble, but it could be really good. The point is, single Arsenal defence is no longer a thing, is it? Everyone's got either Gabriel or Saliba. It's not a differential to have one Arsenal defender now. And these next four games, you want to make the most of it. So I'm going to go triple Arsenal and keep Saka and go Gabriel and Zinchenko. The safer choice is probably to go for Saliba. But I just think there's a little bit more upside with the potential for assists with Zinchenko. He just does like to get forward a little bit more. And with Tomiyasu still injured, I think Zinchenko gets the nod. So I'm happy with that. So it's probably going to be Tsimikas for Zinchenko. I've got a bit in the bank to be able to do that. I've got enough in the bank to do Saliba if that's my choice, but I don't think so. I think I'm going to go for Zinchenko. Elsewhere, the team, the Palmer suspension's annoying. But
so Palmer goes on the bench, Haaland goes on the pitch, and you hope he plays.
Haaland goes on and hope he plays. And Lascelles, if he doesn't play, then Bowen plays.
Lascelles going to the bench, and Gabriel going on.
Gabriel for, Lascelles if you want, or Tsimikas probably.
And then Tsimikas is getting sold for Zinchenko.
Yeah, Zinchenko or for Saliba if I get the collie wobbles, but I probably won't. I probably will go for Zinchenko.
So a bench of just Kabore this week.
I think so, but even he's got Sheffield United, so it's not a terrible game to maybe play him. I don't know.
No, Cameron Archer's wiping him out.
And I think Kabore did go off at half time against Newcastle, didn't he? So I don't know whether that was an injury or tactical.
No, I think tactical.
I don't know. But anyway, the rest of the team looks all right. The glaring hole is obviously Son, as it has been for the last 2 weeks. But like I say, I'm 2-1 up on that at the minute. I've just got to roll with it now. It was a conscious decision 2 weeks ago to not have Son and to go for Richarlison instead. And Richarlison, every time he scores, my rank goes, it goes flying up. It's wonderful. I love it. And to score after 8 minutes this weekend was just bliss. I love him.
I brought you some good news when I reported you that.
I think he's just... 2 weeks ago, I said to you, he played his first game back and he just looked better. He just looked mentally better. We got no stats to back it up, but he just looked more on it. And I think he still looks more on it. Have to keep an eye on this back thing. If he came off with a bit of an injury, that is a problem. But I hope he's going to be okay for the Brighton game. Saka stays. Salah stays. I am going to captain Salah in game week 19. Bowen is going to be on the bench alongside... Well, it'd be either Bowen or Kabore on the bench because it'd be Palmer, Haaland, and then either... Oh, I know. Shouldn't be moving that around.
Well, stop breaking the live stream.
I just broke it again. I'll either play Bowen or Kabore, which sounds stupid, doesn't it? I probably will play Bowen and just hedge against it. And then obviously Solanke and Watkins up front. So yeah, I'm all right. I was expecting a pretty average week this week. And it's been all right. I'll take it. So 39K going into Christmas. Happy days. Both doing pretty well, aren't we? Both doing pretty well. If you just said at Christmas, again, we won Christmas, we'll both be in the top 70K. Bloody hell, I'll take that.
Yeah.
You are pissed off that you're behind me, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
65K no. And you're pissed off because you're not up 39K.
Life's not all about you, dear.
That's why you're annoyed.
No.
Yes, it is.
Have you seen my bench? That's why I'm annoyed. Look at them again. Bring them back up. Take a look at them. And then remember that Areola is on my bench.
You're so funny.
Again.
People in here in this live stream would give their right arm to be 65K.
Look at the bench. I'm so upset about that bench. I can't begin to tell you how frustrated I am about my bench this week.
We've gone way over. We're all an hour 20 already. Sounds ridiculous. Tell everyone, what apart from Christmas, is there anything coming up this week?
Yes, Lee.
Loads going on, isn't there?
So,
loads, come on.
There is an official podcast this week. We'll be recording it slightly early because we had some issues sorting out times when we were all available. So we will be going on Thursday morning ahead of the West Ham and Arsenal game and the Spurs and Brighton games. And then on Friday, exciting news, Lee is coming with me. I might not bring him. To the Fantasy Studios.
In the studio. I've been in the studio for ages.
You won't be coming if you carry on being rude to me.
How many goalkeeper jokes can I get in?
None. Lee's coming with me to the Fantasy Studios to do the Fantasy Show with Ian on Friday this week.
I am so looking forward to that. I've not been down, so I've been on Skype a few times, including last week, but... You and I haven't done an FPL show together, IRL.
Since the last FPL show, as it was then, we did. That was the last one we did together. We did the very, very last one with Kelly. And actually, it wasn't Kelly and James. It was Kelly and Ian, because James was away at the Strongman. Yeah, it was Kelly and Ian. And we did the last one as it was then. And then obviously since then, we've not done them together because you go on Zoom and I go in the studio. So we'll be in there together on Friday this week, which will be great. And then if you haven't had enough of us, we'll also be together in the Sky Studios on Saturday morning doing the Sky Fantasy Show. So yeah, so you can catch me on the pod on Thursday, both of us on the Fantasy Show on Friday, and then both of us on Sky Sports News on Saturday morning.
Are we anywhere on Sunday? People will be like, get off my bloody TV.
On Sunday.
What are we doing on Sunday?
Well,
back for another live stream.
Well, it's New Year's Eve, so do you want a New Year's Eve stream? We'll come back to you with an update.
Definitely could happen. What are we doing for New Year's? Nothing.
We're going out for dinner.
Yeah.
With the children and my parents.
Yeah.
We could do a live stream.
Could happen.
But people, do people want to watch us? Surely people have got better things to do, Lee.
Surely.
Just be us talking to ourselves. No one will be here.
Surely. Well, listen, we've had, I thought that was going to be like that tonight, Sam, but actually, as it stands, 439 of you in. So, guys, thank you very much for joining us this
evening. They're all drunk, that's why. They're all on their Christmas snowballs. And...
100%. Guys, thank you for joining us tonight. Leave us a like before you go. Merry Christmas if you are celebrating Christmas. Have a great day tomorrow. Look out for us on FPL Show and Sky and all that sort of stuff. And maybe we'll do a New Year's Eve stream as well this time next
can't
week.
Keep us away from us, can we?
Until then, good luck in game week 19. Well done in 18. Merry Christmas, and we'll see you soon, guys. Cheers.
Happy Christmas, everyone.